In to see a different world. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Oh, what kind of fun we're going to have here today. We're going to have lots of fun. That is what we're going to be doing here on the broadcast, because we've got one of my favorite guests standing by. He's going to be with us for the entire hour, Paul Eisenstein, the man behind the DetroitBureau.com, noted automotive journalist. He's going to give us a complete inside scoop on what went down at the Geneva Motor Show. Also coming up on today's broadcast, Luann Hammond from... I was going to say carlist.com, but now she's got a new website, and it's drivingthenation.com. That's what it is. She'll be joining us. Dave Kenny, who writes for Automobile Magazine, Auto Week Magazine, and does some work for the Hagerty Insurance folks with their pricing guide. He'll be with us, and we'll also have maybe a mystery guest or two as well. Along the way, we're going to play some trivia, throw out some questions, take your telephone calls and comments at 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You can also reach out via the email electronically. I'll give you the simplest one. It's my name. It's Bob Long Radio, BobLongRadio at yahoo.com. Well, the press jet days of the Geneva Auto Show are officially over. This is a big show, and it looks like the 2011 variant of the show was indeed a spectacular show. And to tell us all about it is noted auto journalist, the man with a wonderful website called the DetroitBureau.com, where he is bureau chief and publisher, Paul Eisenstein. Paul, how you doing?
Hey, Bob. Good to be with you.
Well, let's begin by talking about some of the showstoppers here, because there were a number of really impressive vehicles in Geneva. We'll begin by talking about something that no doubt some Ferrariites are going to say is nothing short of heresy, not unlike what we've seen with Porsche in recent times, with the expansion of the brand with the Cayenne and the Panamera, and in more recent times on the Ferrari side with the California. Ferrari has unleashed their first all-wheel drive vehicle, their first hatchback vehicle, their first vehicle that seats four full-size adults, and I understand it's as fast as a 599. It's called the FF, Paul, and this is a game changer for Ferrari.
Yeah, well, one of the things that's interesting about the Geneva show in general was that we saw so many things covering such a broad gamut, a number of potential game changers at every level. We saw diesel hybrids. We saw players that you wouldn't believe were talking about fuel economy, talking about how they were going to drive down mileage. I mean, who would expect an electric Rolls-Royce?
Yeah.
And a 700-horsepower Lamborghini doesn't sound like that much of a surprise, but it does when you're talking about getting 20% better fuel economy than before. We're talking about carbon fiber minis, and, as you mentioned, we are talking about a Ferrari. It looks a little bit like the Ant Queen to some people, to critics. It is definitely as controversial as the Panamera was for Porsche. But, well, you look at the sales numbers, Porsche, which also, by the way, had a new version of the Panamera you and I need to talk about before we let this get too far. But Ferrari seems to be recognizing what a lot of other luxury makers are starting to recognize, that consumers more and more are saying, give me a vehicle that does more than have a little bit of fun on the weekend. We want a vehicle that we can drive all the time and that is really functional and flexible. So you have four doors from Porsche, you have four doors from Aston Martin, and to their credit, Ferrari was at least in the design stage for the FF, they honored their pledge never to put four doors but they did come up with, well, it's sort of a hatchback. It is a hatchback with the, as you said, seats for four. But the good part is it still performs like a real Ferrari.
It certainly does. And this vehicle is basically the replacement for the old Ferrari 612, which was not exactly a big seller for the brand, Paul.
No, the 612 didn't get very good reviews. It was a bit heavy, a bit bulky. It was an odd vehicle, and they needed to come up with something a little bit different. So will the FF be the vehicle that they needed to begin with? Well, we'll have to see how the reaction is. It's certainly controversial, but that said, I don't think that means it's negative. It's just going to generate a lot of conversation over the coming months.
The 24/7 supercar, they have been called, vehicles like the Porsche 911 Turbo, the Audi R8, and bringing it down to a little bit more usable vehicles, the Bentley Continental GT. I, like yourself, live in a climate where we get snow, and I can tell you, I do see Bentley Continental GTs, for those lucky enough folks who have that kind of money to spend, being driven around the greater Boston area 12 months of the year. It's like these people are using these Continental GTs as their daily driver.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing, isn't it? That people are getting serious about delivering, having in their fleet vehicles that they don't have to just drive on the occasion. And there's been a lot of changes at Ferrari over the last couple of years. If you look at their approach to the design of vehicles, I remember with the California, when I was out driving it in California for the preview, they made a big point of saying, you know, that they had driven down the maintenance costs on the vehicle substantially. I think that they recognized if they didn't do it, somebody else would.
Yeah.
And so you're seeing people say, give me a car that I don't have to pull out of the garage only on the odd occasion. And it's interesting because when you look at vehicles like a Bentley Continental or a Ferrari, it's not like these people are driving only that vehicle. I'm trying to remember the exact number, but if I'm correct, I believe Bentley says that its average GT owner, Continental GT owner, has what, four, maybe five vehicles in the fleet overall? And
yeah,
when you get up to the high-end Bentleys, you're talking about seven or more vehicles in their garage. But that said, they want to be able to drive any one of them any day.
Let's talk about the other big news that you brought up from Porsche. Interesting, I heard at the Porsche display they had a little bit of tribute to Porsche's history. I mean, who would believe that going way, way back before the turn of the century that actually the first Porsche was actually a hybrid vehicle, Paul? And here we are all these years later, and Porsche continues to add hybrids to their lineup.
Yeah, a little bit of background. When Ferdinand Porsche left his home out in the hinterlands to go to Vienna to join his first car company as a teenager, he was only about 18 years old when he left for Vienna. He was a verifiable genius when it came to automotive design, and he was, like many others in that era, experimenting with all sorts of concepts. One has to remember that at the very early auto shows, New York around 1900, for example, you had as many or more vehicles running on either electricity or steam as you did on gasoline.
Yep.
And there was a good reason for that. One, the technologies were still unproven, but also there was no ready supply of gasoline back then. It was still fairly difficult to find. The original diesel concept was to use biofuel. That's the interesting thing. We've come full circle.
Yep.
So now we're hearing people talk about using bio. Well, one of the reasons that the engine was developed was so that German farmers could be able to take some of their crops, turn it into fuel, and use that rather than having to get gasoline or some other form of fuel. And well, we'll get back to it more, but the interesting thing is the first car that Ferry Porsche designed was, in fact, a hybrid.
Wow, we're going to hear about this new hybrid from Porsche and invite your calls, 800-259-9231.
10 miles east of the highway, hot spot.
Today on The Long Drive, a $60,000-plus Hyundai. The Long Drive is brought to you by LifeShield.
So is it too late to talk to the kids?
Yeah, they're already asleep.
I really miss you guys.
Well, then you should tell your boss no more business trips.
Yeah, right. That'll go over well. Anyway, I will.
I just heard a noise downstairs.
What?
Oh, my God, someone's in the house.
Call 911 and don't move.
But they're already in the house.
Don't put your home and your family at risk. Call LifeShield Home Security today, 877-404-7453. Get the best protection at the best price. It's 65% less expensive than ADT or Broadview. And with three layers of backup protection, LifeShield's wireless system stays on during power outages if your internet goes down, even if your phone lines are cut.
I have to get the kids.
Just wait for the police.
And right now, get 30 days of free home security with LifeShield's risk-free trial. Call 877-404-7453. Protect your home and family now. Call 877-404-7453 or visit trylifeshield.com for more. Call 877-404-7453 now.
The Hyundai Equus has the Mercedes S-Class in its gun sights. Priced at around $60,000, it has more standard equipment than any other vehicle on the road with a price tag of less than $100,000. It even has an iPad owner's manual. Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the Detroit Bureau, tells us more.
Yeah, they're more like a business jet than they are what you would typically expect to find inside of a passenger car, even some of the high-end vehicles. If you are interested in one of the Hyundai Equus models, they will actually come to your home or office to discuss the sale with you there.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're back live with Paul Eisenstein from the DetroitBureau.com. He's just returned from Geneva. He's giving us the inside scoop of some of the hot unveils. And Porsche made a lot of news there. And as Paul was pointing out before the break, the first Porsche indeed was a hybrid vehicle. And once again, it's come full circle. The latest Porsche is a hybrid vehicle.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, isn't it, to think about that. One of the fun things, by the way, is they had a reproduction of the original Lochner Porsche hybrid on stage right next to the new Panamera hybrid, which when you combine the power that they get from both the gasoline and electric engine is just short of 400 horsepower. So we're not exactly talking about the typical image of the green machine, that's the classic old stone pony, Bob. These are serious performance cars that we're starting to see from some of the luxury makers.
Absolutely. So Porsche continues to expand in their hybrid program. Of course, they kind of stole the show in some people's minds in Detroit with the 918, the 918
yeah,
Spyder.
Absolutely.
And, boy, the company never ceases to amaze me with their technological genius. It's going to be interesting to see how all this stuff plays out. But, like you say, what an interesting mix of vehicles to be unveiled at one place. Everything from these electric cars to the hybrid cars to the super high performance cars. Let's talk about this Lamborghini. This is a mighty, mighty Italian stallion with more than 700 horsepower. I knew that was going to be the next barrier broken. So many are now dabbling in the 600 horsepower range. 700 was just around the bend.
Oh, I like that number. I really do.
Me too.
Yeah, there is something wonderful about the sound of that, isn't there? The Aventador is named after a famous racing bull. Fighting bull of Spain, and it is the latest entry into the Lamborghini family. It will replace the Murcielago, which, interestingly enough, was also named after a famous fighting bull. The LP704 says it all. It's the latest Lamborghini production model, 700 horsepower, four-wheel drive, with a Formula One-derived racing gearbox that is supposed to be able to shift in about 50 milliseconds.
Huh.
Now, what's really intriguing about it is that they have used extensively carbon fiber. The monocoque is, for example, made of carbon fiber. And there are a couple advantages to this material. One, well, it gives bragging rights. Two, it's extremely strong. As you know, it's used more and more in racing. This is virtually indestructible stuff. But it's also incredibly light. The Aventador, despite all the additional content and all the additional power, which means a lot of muscle there that translates into metal for the powertrain, they've actually been able to pull about 200 pounds off of the vehicle. We'll have a story, an interview with the head of Lamborghini, Stefan Winkelmann, on the DetroitBureau.com tomorrow. And he will talk about how they used carbon fiber to help drive about 200 pounds out of the vehicle to get, are you ready for this, about a 20% improvement in fuel economy.
Wow.
Even though they have all that extra horsepower. That's the impressive thing, Bob, is that you are seeing all these makers come up with incredible power, and yet they're also delivering just phenomenal fuel economy numbers.
It is so true. It's the best of both worlds, and once again, always pointing out that we're living in a golden age, Paul. I tell you, there hasn't been anything like it in the past. The fact that you can get all this performance and all this fuel economy, and these vehicles
right.
don't break down like they used to either. That's something we forget as well.
Oh, you know, Bob, when you look at this, you're looking, before you get onto that, you look at some of the vehicles that are at the low end or the quality spectrum today, and, you know, you say, oh my gosh, they have reported, according to J.D. Power, they have, 189 problems per 100 vehicles in their initial quality survey. Now, never mind that those quality problems may be something like a complaint about a cup holder. These days, you're more likely to have those small complaints than you are about failing engines. But the reality is that the worst vehicles on the quality charts today, by and large, have significantly better quality than some of the best vehicles that Toyota or Lexus did less than 10 years ago.
Wow, that is so true, Paul. Let's talk about some of the surprises in Geneva. I understand that Fiat rolled out an interesting variant of their 500. This was a Zagato-designed 500. Tell us about that car, Paul.
Yeah, well, Zagato is, of course, one of the performance brands, and what you're looking at is Fiat trying to find ways to keep a lot of excitement about this super small car. I don't know if people realize just how small the 500 is. It's barely the size of a smart car. It's significantly smaller than a Mini. It's surprisingly roomy. I was blown away when I had the chance to drive the American version just recently. It is surprisingly roomy, but people are looking for a little bit of fun even out of these small cars, and you're seeing Abarth and Zagato come up with variants of the 500 that really say just because you're small and inexpensive doesn't mean you have to be boring. You're going to see the Abarth model over here. We're still waiting to find out for sure whether we'll also see the Zagato version come to the U.S.
Interesting. Let's talk the latest from Audi. The A3 in the past here has been a five-door hatchback station wagon. And now in Geneva, they should have a concept vehicle of the A3 going in a totally different direction, kind of a coupe-esque sedan. Very sleek-looking vehicle, Paul.
Yeah, I fell in love with it. And I think that of all the cars at the show, the ones that generated the biggest enthusiasm, we'll have to hit on a couple of these momentarily. Certainly the Audi A3 concept, they're calling it a concept, the Alfa Romeo 4C, the Aventador, the Ferrari FF, and these cars just grabbed everybody by the neck and wouldn't let them go. I mean, you saw amazing things over there, along with, I almost forgot, the Volkswagen, as I call it, the Woolly Bully, but we can get back, I think, coming up on a break, so we should talk about the VW Bully when we come back. But the A3, you'll see it in production. It won't be very long. It's a thinly disguised concept, as you know. That's more and more the case these days. Only a few makers are really rolling out things that are true concept vehicles. Rocket Man supposedly is just a concept. That's the micro Mini, the one that is basically about the same size as the original Mini that Sir Alex Izaganis came up with a half century ago. But the concept A3, look for it. It's coming to you soon.
And in concept form, packing a lot of power. More with Paul Eisenstein straight ahead.
Baby, let's cruise from here. Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. 800-259-9231 if you have any questions about the cars that we've been talking about, the new Lamborghini top-of-the-line model, the new Audi A3 concept, the new hybrid from Porsche, the new Ferrari with all-wheel drive, the first ever. And we're going to be talking about lots of other cool cars from the Geneva Motor Show with our very special guest, Paul Eisenstein from the DetroitBureau.com. Paul, remind all of our listeners about all the cool stuff that they can find if they log on right now to the DetroitBureau.com, as well as the newsletters and other stuff that they can subscribe to.
Absolutely. Well, we have a network of contributors from around the world. We try to keep you up on what's going on and in depth rather than the usual headlines that unfortunately seems to be what the Internet's becoming. You can actually get an inside look, a little bit more depth than you're going to find anywhere else, telling you about everything from the latest products to the auto shows to the to what's happening inside the car companies, who's making what decisions, when and how. Some of the lead stories we have right now, take a look at the new Volkswagen Go and Tex concepts to get a feeling for where you may be seeing Volkswagen Go in the very near future, especially as they hope to double their sales here in North America. You'll find out about Renault's big Chinese espionage hoax. It turns out that this claim that they were being spied upon, that the Chinese had planted spies within the company, well, it looks like it's now going to be declared a hoax that could take the chairman of the board down with them. You'll take a look at some of the hot new products and more. We have a lot of stuff up there, of course, from Geneva. Now, the good thing is, if you'd like to make sure to get the latest word as soon as it happens, simply go to the site. There is a subscribe button on every story. Click free subscription. You can get an alert every time we have a new story, or simply get an alert every day or even every week. But you can stay on top and be the one in the know.
Let's talk about the Woolly Bully. It's back.
Yeah. It's hard to believe, Bob, but it's a decade, a full decade.
I can't believe
since
that.
Volkswagen brought that wonderful microbus concept to the Detroit Auto Show. Everybody thought they were going to make it.
Yeah.
Two different bosses said that they would put it on the market. Problem was, they just couldn't figure out how to make it live up to the toughening global safety standards. It was just not doable. So they wound up coming up with that, well, let's just say, less than stellar VW Rattan, which is basically just a slightly rebadged version of the Chrysler minivans, has not done anything to set the world on fire. But one of the big stories at the Geneva show was the preview of the Bully concept, B-U-L-L-I. And, Bob, do you know why it's called that?
No, Paul, tell me.
It turns out that Bully was, in fact, the name that the Germans had for what we call the microbus.
Oh, you're kidding.
They're hippies. No, their hippies were walking around talking about the Bully when we were talking about the microbus. So they decided to go with the German name. It's an interesting vehicle. It's retro, but not like the old, like the microbus concept of 2001. It's a little bit more intriguing, and word is, they are seriously considering putting that into production.
As you noted, Volkswagen has some pretty serious goals in expanding their market presence here, their market sales, and they showed off a number of vehicles at the show there, Paul. And anything else noteworthy to talk about on the Volkswagen side?
Oh, my gosh. There were so many things. Of course, we talked about the Aventador, which is with the Lamborghini subsidiary. You have to remember now that Volkswagen Group takes in, what is it, 11 brands, if you include Porsche, which is just wrapping up its merger with VW. That is, of course, if they don't have something fall apart because of all this, the scandals that are going on. There's a big investigation of potential criminal activity involving Porsche and how they funded the merger. At the very least, it could lead to some serious financial fines for them. But that said, the VW brand itself came up with a couple of very interesting vehicles. We have on the site right now, if you go to thedetroitbureau.com, you'll see right up near the top a couple of very intriguing photos of two Ital design concepts that were developed specifically to mark the integration of Ital design into the Volkswagen Group. One is called the Go. The other one is called the Tex. Now, the Tex is rather interesting, sort of MPV sports car. The second Ital design was a little bit more of a microcar, an urban microcar, called the Go. Both of them use a new global architecture, a transverse architecture. In both cases, they have battery-based drivetrains. But the intriguing thing is this was developed to be able to run those cars, or real production models, off of just about anything, from a battery to gasoline to even compressed natural gas, hydrogen perhaps, certainly gasoline.
Interesting. And just taking a look at the latest at thedetroitbureau.com, you're right, Paul, you've got lots of cool stuff up there. And this Geneva show, I'd have to say, was one of the more significant shows so far this year. Would you agree?
Yeah, well, my gosh, consider how much they brought out there. The news conferences began a little after 7 in the morning. They ran until 5 in the evening. It wasn't quite as long in the hours as the Detroit show, which, as you know, started at 6 a.m. and ran all the way to 6 p.m. on the first day. Like Detroit, it was really concentrated in the first day. The second day was pretty insignificant. But there was so much to show in Geneva that they actually doubled up. Unfortunately for both companies, Chrysler and Mercedes-Benz had their news conferences, for example, at exactly the same time. And there were, at times, as many as 8 news conferences during a single hour. They had 64 news conferences during the first day alone.
Wow, that's quite remarkable. Let's talk a little bit about Mercedes. Mercedes showed off a coupe variant of their C-Class, as well as a refreshing of one of my favorite vehicles. Had one as a weekly.
The SLK, I bet.
Actually, the C63, the AMG, the thundering little sports sedan there with that incredible engine. And, of course, they had a very unique SLS there as well.
Yeah, Mercedes really did load it up this time. The C-Coupe is going to be a very important product for them. Of course, we saw briefly the C-Sedan in Detroit. It wasn't brought out fully. It was a sort of a half reveal, rather unusual.
Yes.
The Coupe is quite striking. And what's unusual is the degree to which they have redesigned a vehicle that is largely just in mid-cycle. Virtually everything on the vehicle is new or significantly different in the way it looks. About the only thing that they haven't done a major refresh of was the instrument panel, which is just ridiculously expensive to do. So you'll see a full remake of the C-Class. This is what's surprising. They're only 2 years away from completely redoing the vehicle. So the fact that they spent as much money to come up with this update is very, very telling about how much competition there is in this compact class. The world is downsizing, Bob. We still see certainly some big vehicles, particularly in the United States, but the world as a whole is downsizing, and makers are finding that they have to take, even in the luxury car market, they have to put more and more attention on their mid and compact products and even subcompacts. We talked just a minute ago about the A3 and Mini, which is well, it's border. It's not quite luxury. It's not quite mainstream. The fact that they were showing the Mini Rocket Man, which is only, what, about 4 inches larger than the original Mini that we saw a half century ago, that's very telling about where the luxury market is going.
Absolutely. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that and also ask Paul his opinion on this Toyota Subaru venture and lots more. Don't go away.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
This is singer-songwriter Steve Dickinson, lead vocalist for the Reed and Dickinson Band. You're listening to Tonight We Ride, a new CD featuring Alto Reed, legendary sax man and member of Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band, and myself, Steve Dickinson, on lead vocals. Tonight We Ride is available on iTunes, Amazon.com, and Barnes & Noble.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sure, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Costly pump outs and repairs and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back with Paul Eisenstein from the DetroitBureau.com. He is the founder, the bureau chief, the publisher, and he's telling us all about Geneva, the big Geneva Auto Show, and lots of cool cars. Paul, tell us about this Toyota FT862 concept, a collaboration between two different Japanese automakers, Toyota and Subaru.
Yeah, interesting move. A few years back, you may recall that Subaru had a very brief flirtation when General Motors purchased a bit of it. That deal never worked. There was actually talk about Subaru or Fuji Heavy Industries, their parent, helping develop the Solstice concept vehicle. Well, they were behind the Solstice concept vehicle, but never did participate in the production car. GM just couldn't figure out how to make use of Subaru technology and sold off its chunk, a bunch of which was snapped up by Toyota. About the time that they made that deal, Subaru proposed to Toyota that they do a joint venture vehicle, and it's getting ready to come to market. It uses some of the basic Subaru powertrain technology, but with a twist I'll get to in a second. The vehicle will show up. We don't know the name yet that they're going to use by either one, though Toyota's been signaling that it could be called the FT86. Geneva saw the intro of the FT86-2, Roman numeral 2 concept, so that name seems to be sticking. Subaru just showed, this is interesting, a transparent concept vehicle, the body designed just to show the oily bits, as it were, that Subaru is providing to the process, to the project. Subaru is doing all the mechanical work on the thing. Toyota's helping with design and the like. But it is primarily a Subaru model. And, Bob, do you know what the one thing different between this and every other Subaru on the road in the United States is?
Well, every Subaru on the road in the United States has got the boxer engine, and it's also got the symmetrical all-wheel drive. How about this vehicle, Paul?
Ah, you got it. Well, this one will not have all-wheel drive. It's going to be a rear drive model. As one of their one of my sources at Subaru said, we want to design a car you can let the tail hang out. This is designed to have a lot of fun, and that means just playing with it a little bit more than you can with the traditional Subaru all-wheel drive system. It'll come in, we're told, at about 200 horsepower. It's a little bit smaller, a little bit lighter, so that should be than the Impreza and the variations of that, the WRX and the STI. So 200 horsepower should basically put this car into the class of a really high-performance competitor for the classic Mazda Miata. And that's where they're aiming. It's great to hear that they're actually going to have pump a little life into a segment that's been getting a little stale in recent years.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Paul. And styling-wise, Toyota has done a good job on this, to say the least. What were some of your other favorite vehicles in Geneva? As usual, there were some unusual ones, but how about some other important entries?
Oh, I have to tell you, the one that I just adored was the Alfa 4C.
Yes.
Alfa Romeo just nailed it. You remember a couple of years ago they came up with the 8C, which they brought over here in limited edition. In fact, I have a friend of mine who has one. He has built up a little bit of a collection of vehicles, and that's one of his stars. I just adore driving it. It's actually a better-looking vehicle than a driver, so we'll wait and see if they nail it right when they come to actually putting the 4C into production. But if by any chance you're getting over there, any of the listeners happen to be able to get over to Geneva in the days remaining for the public days, you are going to see long lines. It's hard to get close to take any pictures of the 4C. We do have some very nice shots of it. It's drop-dead beautiful, about $40,000. I expect it to come to the United States as part of the relaunch of that brand. Another vehicle I liked was a Renault, just because it was so intriguing, and that is the is their hybrid 4 model, the world's first diesel electric hybrid model.
Mm.
This is a platform that they will be expanding. They're going to be putting it on a number of offerings throughout the Renault lineup. It's too bad we won't be seeing it here, but a lot of people have been talking about that in recent years. Why not mate hybrid system with a diesel? The savings are just potentially phenomenal. Extremely costly is the problem. To bring it up to spec here to meet the tough emission standards would probably be impossible, at least any cost that people would care about. Volvo also had a concept of a diesel electric, but this one a plug-in hybrid. Intriguingly, and again, I'm going to have another story that I hope listeners will take a look at. We'll have this up on the DetroitBureau.com tomorrow. I've got plenty today, but one of the things we're going to be breaking as we launch the week will be a discussion with Stefan Jacoby, who you may recall was the former head of Volkswagen Group here in the U.S.
Sure.
And is now worldwide CEO of Volvo since they were taken over by the Chinese. And one of the things he told me, which I was stunned by, is that their plan is to have the majority of their products running on some form of electrification, some form of battery power, as we hit the end of this decade.
No kidding. That is a surprise.
That's a breaking news. We haven't put it up on the site, so you'll have to come back tomorrow for the full story. But, yes, Jacoby is saying you're going to be seeing the majority of their products running on battery power.
Let's talk about some of the Swedish car companies on display, beginning with Saab. Anything news in the Saab area?
I was hoping you were going to get to that because that was one of my other favorite vehicles. Jason Castriota is a name that a lot of people will recognize. He's designed all sorts of great Ferraris and Maseratis, the 599, for example. He is a brilliant designer. I was lucky enough to have dinner with him last week to discuss his latest design, which is the new Saab Phoenix. And that is a concept vehicle that will be using, that is based on the platform that will be used for a tremendous range of future Saab vehicles. As you know, Bob, they just came up with an all-new version of the 9.5, and they're launching the new 9.4X, their first ever crossover. getting a lot of good reviews for those products. But Saab is thinking ahead. Where do they go in the future? And one of the things that they've come up with is a so-called flexible architecture, fancy word for a platform, a chassis, that can be used on a variety of vehicles. You can make it wider, longer, shorter, or what have you. So going forward, expect to see the underlying elements of the Phoenix show up in models like the next generation 9-3, which you know is barely a year away, and further out, the next generation of the 9-5, possibly even the 9-4X. I spent a lot of time, there's a story on the site right now, talking about the Phoenix and where they're going with it, talking with the new owners of Saab, including Victor Müller, who is the Dutch businessman who saved the company. You may recall, it's only just a year and a couple days since Saab was brought back from the dead, so it's appropriate that they call the new concept vehicle the Phoenix.
Oh, that is so true. I had a chance to interview Victor at Detroit. Fascinating gentleman. Very, very interesting guy.
Yeah, well, his father was an accountant. He became a self-made gazillionaire, doing all sorts of things with his training as a lawyer, but then he became an entrepreneur. He started a company called Spyker, which you may recall is a very low-volume supercar company out of the Netherlands. Matter of fact, that's when I first had a chance to talk to him, when he was bringing Spyker to the Pebble Beach Concours a couple of years ago, two, 3 years ago. Fun cars to drive. Victor decided to save Saab when nobody else stepped in. Amazing that he was able to do it. It was so bad that GM had shut down the assembly plant and was beginning the process of selling off the assets when Victor was finally able to pull together a deal. What was surprising was just this last week or so, they decided that they're going to sell the Spyker brand, the sports car brand, to Victor's old partner. One of the Russian oligarchs is stepping in, and he's going to take over the Spyker brand, separate. There's all sorts of reasons why this will happen. Victor, in fact, will continue to be involved with Spyker. He, surprisingly, amazing to think of a guy trained as a lawyer being able to design, but he is actually the chief designer of the Spyker brand and apparently will continue to work on things after Spyker.
That is an interesting combination, lawyer and car designer. Usually those two sides of the brain don't meet.
Well, Victor is not the usual kind of guy, so keep an eye on Victor Müller. If anybody can save Saab, it's him.
Everybody visit the DetroitBureau.com often and check out all the cool stories this week. Thank you so much, Paul.
Bob, it's been a pleasure to be with you.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Logg. Thanks so much for joining me.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.